good to see Miss Patsy and them tonight. And it's a little different. First time I've been up here in a while. And you've really grown. And I know you're probably thinking the same thing about me. And so we all growing together. You're getting too much when you struggle to preach, tie your shoes, breathe. And I know Brother Ken, he understands. And you can go off of him, you'll find out what it's like to eat. Amen. But I appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate His goodness. And sure do appreciate our church tonight and all that the Lord's done for us through Liberty Baptist Church. We're grateful for that. And we do appreciate all those who have been a blessing to my wife during the passing of her mother. We're so many people have done so many different things, and we're grateful for that tonight. We appreciate you. I want you to look tonight in your Bible, in the book of Genesis, chapter number 8 tonight. Genesis chapter number 8. We'll read a couple of verses here and preach a message tonight, I pray, will help you in your walk with the Lord. There's one thing that I do know is I do need help in my walk with God. And tonight, before I even begin to preach, I want to tell you tonight, it's not a glory hallelujah message. I wish I could tell you that, but this has burned on my heart this evening. I really believe this is what I need to share with you tonight. And I believe I'm going to deal tonight with the flesh and the flesh versus the spirit and how that they are so contrary the one to the other. But I do believe tonight if you're going to walk with God, if you're ever going to learn what it's like to walk with Him, you're going to have to walk in the Spirit so that you don't fulfill those desires of the flesh. And honey, they're there. I promise, they're there. They're there every day of your life. And it's when we fulfill them, it is such a miserable life to walk in the flesh. And Genesis chapter number 8. In verse number 6, we'll read. The Bible says that it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. And she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening. And lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth a dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. I'm interested in two verses tonight, and you'll find these verses in verse number 7 and in verse number 8. It says in verse number 7 that he sent forth a raven. And then you'll find in verse number 8, the Bible says, and he sent forth a dove. And I want to preach on those two birds tonight, on the raven and the dove. It is a picture of the flesh versus the spirit. You can be seated tonight. Father, I pray you'd help us tonight. You know our needs. I pray you'd speak to hearts, change lives. Help us to realize and to deal with this flesh each and every day of our life, lest we find ourselves in trouble. I pray you'd help the young people tonight. I pray you'd help our homes, our lives, our churches. And I pray we'd all give you glory when it's said and done. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. When you read here tonight in Genesis chapter number 8, the story of Noah and the ark, you'll find that there's three different categories here. You'll find that there is the ark, there is Noah, and there is the animals. And they all symbolize something that we are in this day. Matter of fact, the ark is a picture of Christ. The Bible says that there was but one window in the ark and there was but one door into the ark. And it's still the same. Nothing has changed. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And God's never changed his mind on that. Christ is still the only way. Your good works and your baptism and all the things of the religious world will not get you in. Jesus said, no man can come to the Father but by me. And so there is still but one door into the ark. And so the ark here is a picture of Christ. And then Noah, who is upon the ark. Noah is a type and a picture of the believer. He is a picture of you. He is a picture of me, those who are saved. In other words, Noah and his family, they enter into the ark. And the Bible said that the door was shut in. And Noah and his family, they were sealed for the whole duration of the trip. There ain't no way they could fall out. There ain't no way they're going to have a heart attack. They were going to make it to where God was ascending them to. And this evening, I want to tell you, I couldn't go to hell if I wanted to. The day God saved me, He does save me and gave me not a few years of life, not 20 or 30, but He gave me everlasting life. And I'm thankful for that tonight. And then you'll find here that there is the animals. There is the raven and there is the dove. They are a picture of the clean and the unclean. They are a picture of the flesh and the spirit. And they are the very two birds that you've got going on inside of your heart tonight. They go on every day of your life. Every time you flip on the TV, they two birds go to flying around in your heart. Every time you go to the out into this world, there's two birds are flying on the inside of you. And there's always got a raven and the dove are flying in the ark. And what happens is, I do believe this, I believe there are a lot of people who are in the ark. I believe there's a lot of people saved. But what happens is, they come to our churches, they get born again, and they go out into the world not realizing that they still are no dirty bird on the inside. And they all of a sudden they find themselves doing things they used to do. And they all of a sudden they find themselves going places that they used to go. And all of a sudden everything in their mind is blown up. And they're out of the will of God. They're out of church. And they fail to realize that God saved their soul, but He never saved the flesh. And the flesh is going to be dealt with until the day that we die. This bird inside, this raven and the dove. It is a picture of the flesh versus the spirit. Now there's four or five things very, very briefly tonight I want to deal with about these two birds. Number one, I want to notice the facts about these birds. I want to notice the flying of these birds. And I want to notice the finishing of these birds. Now there is, first of all, there is the fly. There is the facts about the raven and the facts about the dove. There are several things you'll find out about a raven. They are very different animals. A dove ain't a raven dipped in Clorox, honey. They are two very different birds. They don't eat the same thing. They don't fly in the same level. They don't like the same stuff. They're very different. There's some very unique facts about these birds. You'll find in the Bible some things about that raven. That raven's a very unclean bird. The Bible says in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 11, it calls it an abomination to be eaten. In other words, it is a picture of how rotten and filthy and ungodly and unholy that our flesh is. I'm talking about the very best that I could ever offer God, and the very best you can offer God tonight is but filthy rags in His sight. Apart from God, we're nothing. We are nothing. We are an unclean creature. Nobody ever had to tell you to lie when you was a kid. I've never told my kids to tell stories, but they always have. I'm talking about this thing. We come into this world an unclean creature. And the flesh is an unclean. The Bible says here about this raven. It's not only an unclean animal, but that raven, it's a flesh eater, Brother Ken. The raven is a flesh eater. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it says, the eye that mocketh his father, the ravens of the valley shall pluck it out. The raven is a flesh eater. They only love to eat flesh. didn't put raisins in front of a raven and he ain't interested. You can put nuts and grains and wholesome things in front of a raven and he'll starve to death. But you stick an old possum who stinks to high heaven and the raven is in heaven. He dwells on ungodly things. And your flesh will always want to do things that are contrary, that are ungodly, that are unfilthy versus what the Spirit wants to do in your life. Your flesh is a flesh eater. Your flesh always wants to do wrong. And then you'll find this bird, this raven is a loner. Don't fly with no other birds. Ain't that amazing? How your flesh does the same thing. The flesh don't want to fly with other birds, wants to fly by himself. He don't need other birds. He don't need no other assistance. And that's the same way it is with me, and it's the same way it is with you. There are times in life our flesh will swell up, and we become proud, and we don't need God, and we don't need the Bible, and we don't need to pray, and we don't need to go to church. We don't need anything of the Spirit of God. We become proud. We become want to fly by ourselves and enter into a closet, into a dark place, and we don't think nobody else can help us there. That's how our flesh wants to operate. It's a loner. It's unclean. It eats flesh. And the raven is very black. Matter of fact, when the bride was describing a Solomon, she said his locks are bushy. They're black as a raven. A raven is dark. I'll tell you something tonight about your flesh. Don't ever trust it. Don't ever trust it. It'll always lead you into darkness every time. I'm talking about, honey, the flesh. There is something very dark about all of us. I'm talking about, friend, there ain't, listen to me, you may be more spiritual than me. I'm going to tell you something. I'm one step away from being so far away from God, brother. I'm one day away from being somebody you can't even recognize. If I were to give myself over to the desires of my flesh, you wouldn't know me in 6 months. I'd be one of them people you'd point your finger at. I'd be one you talk about. I'm talking about, honey, the flesh is black, it's wicked, it's evil, and it'll always lead you into trouble. But there is the other side. There is also in me, all that stuff's in me. Every bit of it's right here. And you'll find it from time. My wife and kids see it more than anybody else does. It's there. But there is also in me, when God said, there is a dove. And you'll find this dove is very different from this raven. You'll find in your Bible in verse number 9. Notice what happens when this bird gets loose. Notice how this raven in verse number 7, the Bible said it about this raven. He sent forth a raven. And the Bible said that raven, Brother Ken, went to and fro. In other words, that raven... Boy, we've had so much rain, I think things ought to start floating for long around here. But when that flood took place, things floated. Carcasses floated. And cows and camels and stuff floated. And that raven went out and it went to and fro. That's what the Bible says. To and fro. It landed on stuff and it ate stuff. And it would live off those dead carcasses. And just going from place to place. But then the Bible said about this dove in verse number 9, but the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. You will find that this dove, she sets forth and she's given the same opportunity as the raven is given, but she cannot find any rest in a world that's under the judgment of God. She cannot find a place to put her feet down. In other words, this dove is flying around and all of a sudden she realizes there is nowhere I can set my feet down because I don't want to get my feathers dirty on a bunch of dead stuff. I'm talking there is something on the inside of us. That is the same way. We go out into this world. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. There are days that raven wants to swim around, and there's other days that dove wants to fly around, and the dove says, this world is not my home. Huh?
She found no rest for the sole of her foot. She couldn't get them feathers dirty. She didn't want to touch nothing. I'm glad tonight, thank God. I mean, where you'd be tonight if there wasn't something in you said, don't touch that. There wasn't something in you said, don't land right there. There's something inside of you says, don't put your feet down right there. You're going to get your feathers dirty. You're going to get your feet dirty. And you just kept flying and flying until you found something that please God to land upon. Huh? Bible said in verse number 9, I couldn't find no rest. Verse number 9, notice what else it says about that dove. Bible said she returned unto him. She flew around. She flew around, but I'm going to tell you what she found. I couldn't fly around for long, Brother Ken. Had to go back. And you know what she did? The Bible says in verse number 9 that she didn't just fly back to the ark, but she returned unto him into the ark. In other words, she flew around, and every time she'd spot a place to land, she'd get right down there too. She'd say, whew, that stinks to high heaven. Can't put my feet down right there. I got to go on somewhere else. She said, after flying around out there for just a little while, prone to wonder, Lord, she felt it. Prone to leave that ark she loved. I'm glad she found out there wasn't nothing out there for her. How many of you here tonight has ever spread your wings and flown? I'm telling you tonight, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost that's on the inside, I would be back in the same beer joints. I'd be on the same dope I used to smoke. I'd be watching the same filth I used to watch. I'd be saying the same things I used to say. But there's something on the inside called the Holy Ghost. It says don't put your feet down. Keep flying, keep flying. There's a better place to land your feet. And every time I came back, it was not just coming back to the church. It was not just getting back to doing the routine. It was always finding Him and running back to Him. She returned unto Him into the ark. And the Bible said here, she found an olive leaf and she plucked that olive leaf out and she brought it back to the ark. And the olive leaf in the Bible is a symbol of hope. And she found that hope in the water, which is a picture of the Word of God. And in the world under the judgment of God, the only place that she could find hope for was in the Word. And I'm telling you tonight, the only hope we're going to have to beat this flesh tonight is going to be found in the Word of God. The flesh is wicked, and the Spirit is what God wants us walking in tonight. Now, notice this tonight. You'll notice funny, unusual things about the facts about it. Notice this, the flight of the raven and the dove. They fly very different. The Bible said in verse number 7, and he sent forth a raven. And the Bible said in verse number 8, and he sent forth a dove. And you'll find these two birds, they fly very differently. They fly at different levels. The raven nature in you will always fly low. And the dove nature in you always wants to fly high. And isn't it amazing how they're both on the inside? I mean, you can come to church on Sunday morning. Woo! Praise God. Tell it again, preacher. Woo! And be so happy. Wake up Monday morning, and all of a sudden, honey, there's a dirty bird inside of you that says, I don't want to fly high no more. I want to fly low. There's some stinking stuff I'd like to put my feet down on today. Huh? That's exactly right. You can be flying high. I mean, boy, you can be flying high. Leave church on Sunday night. I mean, you've spread your wings. You're flying high, honey. And you stop in there at Wendy's and they get your burger all mixed up. And they put too much mayonnaise and not enough mustard. All of a sudden, that dirty bird says, I tell you what, I'm finna scold some hinds tonight. Huh? They're always inside of you. Every time you want to fly high, every time that dove wants to settle and sail up where God is, that dirty bird in you always wants to get back down on the low grounds. where you smell stuff and see stuff you ought not to see. When you fly low, you get a picture of things you ought not to look at. When you fly down low, you see things that you don't even want to see. But oh, up high, thank God, up high. Every one thing you look at, and that's Him, honey. That dirty bird always wants to fly low. Huh? That's a fact. I'm talking about all fly. Very, very different. I'm talking about this flesh and the spirit. Now you'll notice something else about this fly to these two birds, preacher. Is this. The Bible said this in verse number 7. And he, who is he? It's Noah. And he, Noah, sent forth a raven. Verse number 8. And he, that's Noah, sent forth a dove. In other words, both birds are in the ark. A raven and the dove is in the ark. Now, I don't care how spiritual you think you are tonight. You got a bird in you that's called a raven, but you got a bird in you called the dove. But he let them go. And do you know tonight this flight of the raven and the dove? Do you know what I have found, preacher, is this. You and I have got the key that determines which bird's going to get let loose.
That's right. Good.
Noah let them go.
Yeah.
Ain't that what he did? He sent forth a raven and he sent forth a dove. And do you know tonight that you send forth the raven?
Yeah.
And you and I send forth a dove. Ain't it amazing how we, it's amazing how whenever we engage in gossip or we engage in talking, it's funny how we can find the fault in somebody else. And we are letting the bird loose, but we want to blame it on everything else. We don't want to realize it's just our flesh. I mean, somebody can cut you off and they will not have cut me off. Should be watching where that's going, but you hang them 14 birds and cuss them out, but they will not have cut you off. They wrong. That's their fault. You acted like a dummy. Ain't that right? Huh? Your wife can look at you cross-eyed, not fix your supper just like I mean, all of a sudden you pitching a fit, gonna blame her for all your stupidity. Ain't that right? Huh? Well, the fact is, you let that dirty bird out the cage. And you also had a key that could have let that dove out of the cage. And you had a key that could have waved at that person and said, God bless you, friend. And you could have told your, I love you, honey. It's good just like it is. There's something. You got the key to that cage every single time. He put it forth. He let it go. I'm talking about the flight. They're very different in how they like to fly. But you tonight, you can. Don't blame the world. I know that's what I love to do. I'm just telling you how I live. You may live on another world. I live, honey, my flesh is so pitiful. It's so weak. The Bible even said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. My flesh is so weak. They fly so low when God's wanting to fly so high. Notice this. Not only is there the facts about them two birds, but there's the flying of those two birds. But then there's the feeding of them two birds. Noah had them both on the boat for 40 days and 40. And what he fed those was two different things. Listen to me tonight. What you feed one bird will always starve the other bird. If you want to feed the flesh, he's sitting there, honey, chomping at the bits with slobber running down his beak. He's hungry. And he wants anything except for nuts and raisins and grains and wholesome things. On the other side, there's a pretty little bird in you called the Holy Ghost, and she's so pure and she's so holy and she's so clean, and she's sitting there saying, feed me, feed me. And you get out the TV and all, she says, I don't want that. And you get it, huh? I'm hungry. Feed me. Oh, Phoebe. And you pull out, if you break your heart. And you throw in Vince Gill, and all of a sudden that bird says, that don't do it. That don't do it. And then you can get out your Bible, and all of a sudden she says, that's good. And you sing songs that worship God, and all of a sudden tears flow again. And the heart's wanting to pray. And you want to tell somebody about Jesus. They eat totally different things. And if you want to feed that dirty bird, he'll eat anything you throw out there. If you want to feed that bird of that dove, she won't eat just anything, honey. But what you give her is going to starve the raven. What you give the raven is going to starve the dove, honey. You better be careful what you feed these two birds on the inside. I'm talking about the raven and the dove. The last thing I'm done. There is the facts about them, the flying of them, the feeding of the birds. But the last thing, I want to notice the finish of the raven and the finish of the dove. These two birds finish, but they finish very differently. You'll find the Bible talks about this raven. It goes from the ark in verse number 7. And he sent forth a raven, went forth to and fro until the waters dried up. In other words, that raven left the ark, Brother Ken, and it flew and it landed on dead thing to dead thing to dead thing until it landed on a log. Right. It flew until the waters were dried up. But the Bible says about this dove, he said, for the dove in verse number 8, verse number 9, couldn't find no rest, so she came back to the ark. And in verse number 10, she stayed 7 other days, and he sent her forth again. And she came in verse number 11, and she had the olive leaf. Verse 12, she went out 7 other days, and she sent forth the dove again in verse number 12, and it returned not again anymore. They finished, but they finished very differently. You find that raven left that ark, and it flew and flew and landed and ate and flew until it just didn't want to come back no more. But the dove, she flies in verse, could never find no rest out there. She flies out from the ark. The ark is a picture of who? It is a picture of Christ. She leaves that ark and she flies off. And she flies and she flies and she flies and she flies. And she flew so long because there was no place of rest to land her pretty feet upon. And then the Bible said Jesus one day, John was baptizing him in the Jordan, and Jesus came there. John said, behold, that's the one I've been telling every one of you about. Behold, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And the Bible said Jesus walked down in that Jordan River and John baptized Jesus. Jesus came up and the Bible said that the Spirit came down in the form of a dove and landed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That dove left him a long time ago. I never could find no place to put her feet down until she saw him again. And she said, that's him. That's him. That's the one right here. He's the one that I couldn't land on. I couldn't find no other place to land my feet until I landed on him. I'm going to tell you something right now. You better hear me. Hear me well. There is that dove on the inside of you. There ain't nothing in this world. Absolutely nothing she wants to put her feet down upon. She's going to fly around till she lands on him. And there's coming a day, honey, we're going to leave this world and we ain't coming back no more. And there's nothing, thank God, that the flesh can do about it. We're going to say goodbye, world, goodbye. Goodbye, devil, goodbye. Goodbye, flesh, goodbye. And thank God we'll land upon the shores of glory and we'll walk hand in hand with Christ and we'll never deal with that dirty bird again. Thank God for that. Huh? We're going to finish. And honey, the dove is always going to finish right. How do you deal with it? Just don't feed that bird. Don't feed that dirty bird. It'll get you in trouble. Not part of the time, every time. Brother Mark, how do you know? I'm going to tell you something. I want you to look at me real good. I know not from testimonies of others. I know tonight what my flesh is capable of, because I've done stuff that if you knew I did it, you'd slap me in the head and wouldn't even hear me preach tonight. But I'm going to tell you what. I am what I am by the grace of God. I am where I am. I ain't perfect, honey. You looking at probably the most imperfect preacher you'll ever find. But I'm going to tell you, my flesh is so sorry, and it's so wicked, it's so wrong, and I'd be feeding it to everything it wanted tonight if that dove wasn't in me. I am what I am by the grace of God. I am where I am tonight because the Holy Ghost is in me, and it just won't let me go them places for a long period of time, and it just won't let me enjoy them things that I used to enjoy for a long period of time. The Holy Ghost always says, it's time to go back to Him, and I'm here tonight because of the grace of God and the Holy Ghost that's in me, honey. There ain't nothing good in me. Ain't nothing worth saving, honey. There ain't no reason I ought to be where I am. I'm here tonight because the Holy Ghost is on the inside. And she's always saying, the precious Spirit of God is always saying, don't go there. Huh? Ain't it funny how when you feed the raven, that dove inside of you automatic, it knows it. It knows when feeding time is. It knows when feeding. I got two different type of animals at my house. I got two dogs and 14 cats. Because I got little Macy. I despise cats. You hear me? But I'm going to tell you, they both know what it's feeding time. And if you go out there and you try to feed the cats and you don't feed Big Lucy, she ain't happy. Happens all the time. She'll sit up there and them cats is up high because she'll eat all the food. She sits up high and them cats do and they eat. And Lucy is about a 90-pound black lab. And so she screams and she hollers. And you can walk out there and there's a puddle of slobber where she says, why are they not feeding me? I'm hungry too. I'm glad every time it's feeding time. There's something inside of me that says, don't go there. Don't eat that. Don't talk to her. Don't listen to him. Don't go to that place. Don't associate with those people. There's always something inside of you that says, stop. Right now it's feeding time. And you ain't feeding me what I need to be eating. And you fitting to get yourself in some trouble. Always. Raven and a dove inside of you. God help us all. I'm done, preacher.